if we broaden our perspective a bit, then naturally the question arises for me. You have established an internal test laboratory that is truly intended for the purpose of development. What is the big difference between such an internal test laboratory and an external laboratory, that is a third-party laboratory, a laboratory that really only offers the tests as a service and then says, whoever raises their hand, we will do the test. They are probably much more flexible because they adapt everything possible for everyone in some way. But what is the significant difference when you say, now I have an internal test laboratory and then I utilize the external test laboratory?
The reaction time and the speed, both have their justification, both are crucial. But there we are again with the strategy. How do I use which options? We have established our test field internally in a manner that places particular emphasis on early stages of development. We have established our own prototype construction site directly at this location here on site. That means we are constructing initial samples of a battery that are already operational and delivering them directly to our testing process. That means shock vibration, performance, cooling circuit, interpretations. There's the new cooling tech, inverse cooling. These are all queries that we can conduct internally. That implies, even during the test, there are failures, issues. The developer, who is also located here at the site, has direct access. This is only partially given during an external test run because we send out the test subjects. Perhaps one of our validation engineers will arrive. This is also the third position here in testing at Allering Klinger. That implies we possess the two teams that are genuinely accountable for the execution of tests. But we also have the validation engineers who are responsible for the entire validation plan, who also contribute external tests and act as contact persons. But that is actually the essential difference. That means, here again, the comparison with the workshop of the hobby handyman. It is good if you can borrow a tool somewhere and if you want or can make it predictable. This is definitely the perfect solution as expertise is also available elsewhere. We lack in-house expertise. That would also be not possible to have an individual in every subject area, and even then, only as a backup to be able to manage it. But particularly in the initial stages of development or during the accompanying series, which represents the opposite end of the development cycle, if there are critical errors or component failures in production, one cannot depend on external partners, as there are occasionally unpredictable and hasty actions. And then it is already necessary to have the key to your own equipment in your hand.
And can also deprioritize things at extremely short notice if needed without any hesitation or delay.
Exactly. Yes, and additionally cultivate know-how. Our employees naturally acquire specific knowledge and expertise. Let's take the example of cell contacting. We produce cell contacting systems. We have specifications from our customers, but we also develop battery systems ourselves. And in our cell testing, we gain experience regarding the correct cell contacting in order to achieve the lowest possible losses there. For example, when tapping off power and voltage or self-heating of connectors, all that is know-how that we can build ourselves. In my opinion, I believe that is the way humans are structured and organized in their nature. Only what one personally experiences solidifies, and the resulting impact should not be underestimated in any way.
And then also this fast, the rapid cycle that you mention, you construct it and then transfer it to another room for the purpose of testing it out. Is it necessary for you to send it to a specific location and then wait for a duration of 1 week to receive feedback?
Exactly. You have to imagine it, especially in the automatum environment, the escalation paths are sometimes very, very direct. That signifies we cannot disappoint our customers and state, okay, we have identified an error. Sending it to the lab now. In 2 weeks, we'll know more. But there's also a clear expectation that we can understand and rectify this mistake ASAP. And something like this only works if you the chance to evaluate yourself. We are actively involved in the development process. Additionally, we are not the internal service provider. Instead, we function as a division within the battery development department.
You previously said that The principle in the planning was already to ensure that certain or important areas are done by oneself, and the less important areas, which may also be more complex to implement because they are not needed as often, are outsourced, and one continues to rely on external laboratories for their expertise, specialized equipment, and additional support when necessary. Is there a straightforward classification where one can determine whether a topic is suitable for the internet laboratory or not, without any ambiguity, by giving a clear yes or no answer? Or is it more of a matter of truly examining the test procedures and stating, here it genuinely makes sense to do it yourself because it requires an extraordinary amount of time, for instance, or because I require a prompt response time?
So it's multi-level. Ultimately, a lot stems from the gut, actually. But why is it multi-stage? Because now the role of the validation engineer comes into play again. The colleagues, they are already collecting in an initial early project phase. That means in the requirements phase, when the definitions are made, the scope of coverage. And there we present the entire validation plan. And based on that, we also internally examine with our team leaders who are responsible for the laboratories or test areas, exactly which test can we do internally. Also, on one hand, we classify what we're capable of. And then when we're capable, we also look into Kappa planning forecast with my colleagues from development, the executives, to see where do we potentially want to develop ourselves. For instance, BMS, hard 1D loop testing, came up. Not a core competency of Aaron Klinger. We do not develop control units. We do not manufacture control units, but we utilize control units. We need to parameterize them, and we are also responsible for functional safety. That means certain test scopes arise here. And this has ultimately resulted in us currently having two hardware-in-the-loop tests in use, and we have a strategic partner who provides measurement equipment, especially in this segment. This partner is also a good contact for me personally, and it is through them that we have generated these exact possibilities. Let's take the topic of thermal propagation. We simply know that, on the one hand, it is a huge investment. You need the space. You need the facilities for thermal propagation experiments, specifically a bunker facility. There are already companies today, really established, good companies, which on the one hand have the equipment, the infrastructure, but also the expertise, so they know what to expect. It would be presumptuous to state that our intention is to produce this here at this specific location, or specifically for Erling Klinger. Today, we do not perceive the current standpoint with us. We have established partnerships and formed collaborative alliances. We have a preference for working with framework agreements, where we then proceed to establish a partnership structure so that we can actively collaborate and mutually develop our goals together. So both parties benefit from it, because of course the service provider also receives a certain reliability from us, a guarantee that he will be exclusively requested for this issue.
With this testing equipment, which is also strategically obtained, it is actually the test benches that possess distinctive functionality. So where you also indicate that you construct them because it is challenging to find them in the market due to their scarcity. And that is the reason why you take this step and state that you are currently developing it yourself.
We have both items. A shaker is an example that demonstrates the functionality of this object in a specific way. Some shakers on the market more than 4 years ago. Especially the shaker is a good example, because I also understand every test service provider there, as he gets a black box to some extent. If we send a battery, we can of course carry out many declarations of intent or risk assessments, but ultimately there is no one inside. And when the event occurs, a very large damage is of course quickly generated. We understand everyone. For that reason, we've decided to build a facility at our location. This isn't completely customized in a narrower definition, as a shaker combined with the climate chamber already exists on the market. And it's not uncommon to have another extinguishing system as well. This is once the one side, the one aspect. The other aspect, of course, is absolute special test benches that we also use at the component level. So we have, e.g., self-built pressure equalization element test benches. I am not aware of any test service provider at the moment who has such facilities. Of course, some people build it for us. If you ask, they would certainly do that. Here we are again with expertise and structure. Our developers must grasp how your component responds to influences and if it has been developed correctly, properly designed. So we already have several special test benches in use, especially in the component also cell swelling behavior, recording of forces during the electrical charging and discharging of cells. These things are already significant, and we observe that our initially more or less standard battery testers are also progressively becoming more specialized. So there are extensions, there is special measurement tech, and now we have the topic of new cooling tech, where we generate cooling circuits. This is definitely not something you can purchase off the shelf anymore.
Yes. However, it is obviously equally important to provide support for the development process. So basically, there is probably nothing else left but to build it yourself.
Precisely, precisely. Thus, we can observe that this also applies to services. Consequently, we currently have a few partners, as elucidated by Wien Ulm, who possess facilities that are oriented towards standards and adhere to standardization principles. We like to use them for durability tests or endurance runs. The effort for coordination is naturally not as significant as when you actually run an absolute proof of concept setup. We always do that internally, of course.
Yes, so you have the ability to state, in principle, particularly when it pertains to standard tests, in the direction of what do you refer to it as, basically baking the bread rolls that is frequently contracted out and where it becomes interesting, where you truly require coordination, where you also have to make a lot of adjustments. That is the specific location where you would attempt to test internally.
At the moment, yes, for our organization, but in general, there are already existing questions, but there are also highly specialized inquiries, such as EMV testing procedures. So that is something there we see that we have to do something. This is a question. Of course, for us, Ehringklinger, uncharted territory, approaching absolute specialists. Perhaps there is also bread baking taking place for this service in the EMV area. That could be, but they are, of course, also highly specialized. The market, the spectrum, is very wide. I always try to network there as best as possible. Always interesting conversations, even with testing service providers. But I do not think anyone will come to mind at this moment when I say that he simply performs his usual routine. They have a routine. But I also believe that this is what sets the labs apart, that they are highly adaptable and can address all possible inquiries. So our core aspect is always, although it is important for us to build up know-how from a product perspective, and since the testing methodology is a part of the development process, we always have to take this aspect into consideration in all decisions.
Yes, exactly. And so, as you said, in principle, the testing laboratories, they earn money or can also establish a good connection with the customer when they respond to special requests and don't just say, I'll do the standard test, and if you want something else, go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yes, that was genuinely captivating. Thank you so much to you. Thank you so much for all of the invaluable insights, for your time as well. I really appreciate it.